it's obviously pro-Russian, anti-NATO graffiti, and in the context, as you say, of the war in Ukraine out there. And I mean, I think it's probably unhelpful for the Ukrainians that are sheltering here, getting out of it, away from the war zone, to get some respite for themselves. But it also is, I mean, I think we have to look at the wider picture as well, and I think that NATO bears some responsibility as well for the situation there. There's no doubt that the Russians have the major responsibility because they invaded Ukraine and that's there, but I believe that NATO has been using the Ukraine as a way of battering Russia for many years, and that is what we see in response to it then.
Yeah, I think that's what Putin said yesterday as well. The Zed... Well, he did. I mean, he says that the US was using Ukraine as a battering ram, or fodder, sorry, as fodder. Now, do you think there's two things going on here? Because the Z symbol may not be too offensive to me or you or someone else who maybe doesn't understand its full sort of meaning, but I think to Ukrainian people, it is going to be hurtful. I don't know if that's even the right word. As I say, we can have a conversation about NATO and its role, but the letter Z, I think, has particular connotations.
Yeah, it certainly does for Ukrainians anyway, because that's the markings that the Russian military hardware have had on them to, supposed to identify that they are Russians. So it does have a particular connotation, and it's obviously in relation to the war in Ukraine that has been marked there too. And I suppose, if anything, it symbolizes probably that there is some people that feel that there is a responsibility for the war with NATO as well. But, I mean, that doesn't excuse the fact that the Russians should never have invaded Ukraine in the first place, and that the war is wrong and many innocent people are dying because of it.
Do you support this type of action? I mean, people are obviously, someone's trying to make a point. I don't know if they fully understand the extent of the point they're making, or maybe they fully understand it. Again, I know maybe the two parts of that graffiti are slightly different, but you don't welcome this on our roads, or do you? Or do you think it's up to people to have their say whichever way they wish?
I think there's obviously somebody wants to make a point, and the fact that they both appear together, I don't know whether the no to NATO was there first and then the death of that afterwards, or whether they were both done together. If they're both done together, I think it's in the context of that there is, I would read it as being that there is a complication in terms of the war. It's not clear cut as to who's responsible and what the issues are in relation to it, and that's very true. And I think if you look at the media coverage and stuff like that we're getting at the moment, you don't get that perception, you don't get that argument out of it. I mean, the perception from the media at all times is that Russia's bad, Ukraine's good, and that's the bottom line. And it's not actually as simple as that. You know, the roots of this conflict go back to a democratically held election in Ukraine where a pro-Russian leader was elected who was overthrown by a coup. And you had the war broke out in Donbass in eastern Ukraine in 2014 and has been running on since then, and then culminated in the Russian invasion 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, but I mean, the basis...
You know, it's more complicated.
Of course it is, and it's even complicated on the level that Russia decided to invade Ukraine because they did not like how close NATO was coming to the Russian border. That was one of the key factors behind it. Yet in doing so, and if they were successful, they were to bring Russia right alongside the NATO border. So there's a lot of... there is a lot of contradictions in all of this.
Yeah, and Russia was always alongside the NATO borders through the Cold War and stuff like that there as well. That's as part of it. But, there's a lot of contradictions, a lot of difficulty there, you know, and the seeds of the conflict are more than just the mindless Russian invasion, which I do believe that is wrong and totally unnecessary. But, you know, the NATO has fueled this conflict as well, and that's, we need to be very careful in relation to that too, and to what has happened, and that could have wider implications as well across the whole European landscape and that there too. You know, and it's interesting when you look back, like in the mid-90s and that there, when the Warsaw Pact collapsed, actually NATO's own planners warned NATO against recruiting countries right up to the Russian border that would do nothing, only fuel for the conflict, and we've seen now that's come to pass as well.
Yeah, but we also see it as well that Putin has ambitions beyond Ukraine, and we don't know what was going on in his mind. We don't necessarily know it was completely reactional. I mean, there are two parties here, and listen, it was called on this program at the end of February that this was a proxy Western war with Russia. It just happened to be in Ukraine. So just finally, Thomas, just to be clear, depending on the context, do you believe there is some, there is potentially justification for this graffiti?
Depending on the context, yes, I think there is. I mean, I think the war is wrong, but I think there's both sides of the war are wrong. And we don't know, none of us can know what the mindset of the person who did the graffiti was.
So what do you say to a Ukrainian person who looks at that Z symbolism and to them it's akin to the swastika?
Yeah, it would be very hurtful to Ukrainian people, there's no doubt about that. But
that's collateral damage, if it's part of the wider political point.
I think we have to have be able to have a discussion about the conflict and the causes of the conflict and what has happened in relation to it as well. And we can't just have a jingoistic, we're back in Ukraine regardless, and that's it forever. Like, you know, and we are supporting Ukrainian people by providing refuge for them, and that's right and important, and we should be doing that. But we also need to be able to recognise that there may be the causes of the conflict may be deeper than just a simple Russian aggression against Ukraine as well, you know, and only by dealing with those causes in the future will future conflict be prevented as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the motivations for war run far deeper than that. You know, there's too much money in war. Okay, thanks, Thomas.
Well, that's it. Like, and you see, actually, how much money has been used when the weapons have been sent to Ukraine, and the Russians and the Americans are given the aid to Ukraine, which is actually aid to the American arms industry rather than to the Ukrainian people.